The gospel reading today, we hear about this event that took place as the apostles and our blessed Lord were going to cross the Sea of Galilee, Lake Gennesaret or Lake Tiberias or whatever you want to call it. And as this was going on, we hear about our Lord sleeping in the boat and suddenly the storm coming up. It's a fascinating story on so many levels. First, you can ask yourself, how is somebody able to sleep when the water is sloshing all over and probably dropping right on him? Yet he was. St. Therese asked the question, how is it that the apostles were so afraid? Did they really think that with Jesus in the boat that it was going to sink? But the problem is that the apostles didn't yet understand who he was. That's exactly the point that we see. They ask the question, who is this then whom even the wind and the sea obey? Now note again, this is only in the fourth chapter of St. Mark's Gospel. So it's still early on in our Lord's ministry and the apostles haven't yet figured things out. In fact, it took them a long time to figure out. It's an interesting thing in St. Mark's Gospel that there is only one human being in the entire Gospel of St. Mark who acknowledges the divinity of Jesus, and that's the pagan centurion after Jesus died. There are demons who acknowledged his divinity, but no human beings during our Lord's lifetime in St. Mark's Gospel. And yet what this particular story does is to point out to us the divinity of Christ. When you look at the psalm that the church chose for today, it talks about the people who are out on the sea and the wind and the waves and the problems that they were having. They prayed to the Lord and he calmed the sea and there was a great still and so on. Exactly the same pattern that we see here. And so it's to be able to show that Jesus is God. That's why we have that first reading even with God asking Job about when the seas were made and who put the boundary to the sea to be able to say you can go this far and no further. It's showing that Jesus has authority as God over the sea, over the wind, over the waves, over all the different elements of creation. That he's not just a prophet, that he's not just a holy man. The point is that he is God. Now, once we understand that point, then we can look back even and pick up the point of St. Therese, because how often do we panic? How often are we afraid? How often does anxiety take over in our lives? And St. Therese would look at each one of us and say, do you really think if Jesus is in the boat sleeping that the boat is going to sink? And if he's sleeping and he's that tired, why wake him up? He's God. I mean, again, you listen to what happened. Are you not concerned that we're perishing? He's God. He knew exactly what was going on. And you know what? He knows exactly what's going on in your life too. If he is being silent, if he's sleeping in your boat, don't wake him up. Be at peace. If he can be sound asleep, if he can be at peace, don't you think you ought to be? Obviously, he's letting you know there's really nothing here to worry about. Now, just like the apostles were going to say, oh, but look, the waves are coming over and the wind and all the problems. He's saying, I've got it all under control. You don't need to worry. Remember when Peter was walking on the water? As long as he was looking at Jesus, he was fine. But when he took his eyes off of Jesus and started looking at the wind and the waves, that's when he sank. So the same is true for us. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Now you might say, but if he's sleeping, what am I supposed to do? For those of you who have ever had a baby, how long can you stand there with that little baby in the crib and just stare at the little guy? For hours sometimes, right? What are you supposed to do? Just be there with him. You're silent. You don't make a noise because you don't want the baby to wake up. And you're just totally enamored with this little creature. And you're totally in love. And you just want to be with him. So what about Jesus? Are we enamored with him? Are we totally in love with him? Do we just want to be with him? Then we don't need to be getting all worked up. We just need to be silent. We need to be with him. The boat's not going to sink if he's in it. And even if the boat sank, he can walk on the water. And he can carry you if that's what's needed. You don't have to worry. But remember, it's when we start worrying and getting anxious, that's when we've taken our eyes off of him and we put him back on ourselves, and that's when we start to sink. So we need to keep the focus on the Lord. This is exactly what St. Paul is getting at in the second reading. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. You have the grace of God to be able to live in a new way, to be able to rise above all the things that are natural and to live in a supernatural way, which is precisely how you're able to stay at peace in the midst of all the chaos. So now ask yourself, can I? Do I? Are you a person who is at peace? Because right now we're living in chaos, and it's about to get way worse. So should we all get worried and upset because it's going to get worse? What good's that going to do? It's not going to make it any better if we're worried and upset about it. Be at peace. The Lord's got everything under control. And we're going to look at it and say, oh, no, look at what they're doing. Oh, he doesn't have it under control. Yes, he does. These people are out of control. The Lord is in control. And there's no reason why you can't be in control also. With him. Just trusting in him. Remember what our Lord asked. Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith? His apostles didn't yet believe. So again, we have to then ask the simple question, do I? If I'm getting all worked up and I'm all terrified and I'm anxious and I'm upset, do I really have the kind of faith that I profess to have? If I'm going to say Jesus is God, then why am I not practicing that? Why am I not acting on that? Why am I giving in to all this other stuff if I'm going to say that I believe that he's God? Why don't I trust him? Why am I more interested in looking at the wind and the waves than I am at looking at him? He's above them. He's at peace. If I'm not at peace, it's because I'm not fully united with him. So if we're to live as a new creation in Christ, it's to live as children of God. So yes, we're living in this world in our humanness, but we participate in the divinity. God has lifted us above it. We keep sinking. We keep bringing ourselves back down. God wants to lift us up. So again, a great opportunity for all of us to look at this and to ask, do I really have faith? Do I really trust? If the point that St. Mark is making here in this story of what happened with our Lord out on the lake is to be able to show us he is God, And he is. That's what we're going to profess here in just a couple of minutes when we pray the creed. He is God from God, light from light, true God from true God. He is God. If we're going to profess it, do we really believe that? He's not just God out there somewhere. He's God in here. If you're in the state of grace, God dwells within you. He's in your boat, literally. We need to keep our focus on him then. We need to be united with him. He doesn't get anxious and upset. He doesn't get worried. He doesn't get terrified. We don't have to either, as long as we're looking at him. So again, as I asked earlier, if we are now going to say, yes, Jesus is God, do we trust him? He's God. He's right with us. Do we trust him? Or do we just keep trying to take the control back for ourselves? Because we don't really trust him, so we think we have to be in charge. Bad idea. When God's in charge, everything works really well. All I can tell you from lots of my own personal experience is the more that I try to be in control, the more out of control everything becomes. The more that I allow him to be in control, the more everything works out just beautifully. Unfortunately, if you're like me and you've got a really, really thick skull, which also means you've got a really, really small brain, that means it takes a long time for the lesson to get in there. Every time I keep trying to take the control back, and every time I mess it up, if I just trust him and give it over to him, it's fine. It takes a long time to learn that lesson, at least for me. And it did for the apostles too. So the Lord is with you. Truly, he is right there with you. Which means the question we have to ask then is, am I with him? If he's with me, am I with him? Because if I'm with him, then I can be at peace. Then I can turn everything over to him. Then I don't have to worry about all this stuff. But if I'm worried, anxious, and upset, and giving into all this stuff, then I'm not with him completely. Maybe to some degree, but not quite the way that I'd like to be. So we want to keep working at that. Trust is one of the most difficult of all the virtues in the spiritual life to develop. So it takes a lot of effort and a lot of time and a lot of opportunities to try to practice it. But before we even have to do that, just put yourself into that boat with the apostles. And what if Jesus were, well, Jesus is in the boat and he's sleeping. What are you going to do? The water's coming over the side of the boat. Boat's flopping all over the place in the wind and the waves. He's sound asleep. Are you going to panic and wake him up? Or are you going to say, you know what? If God can be totally at peace and asleep, why am I panicking? And if we wake him up and he looks at us and says, do you not yet have faith? What are we going to say? Oh, no, I have total faith. I believe that you're God. No problem. I knew the boat wasn't going to sink as you were in it, but I was panicked anyway that maybe it would. It's like, really? So we're a house divided. We're saying we believe this, but we don't. We know it wasn't going to sink, but we thought it would. You know, we knew that it was okay because he was sound asleep, he was at peace, but we woke him up because we didn't think it was okay. Which is it? We need to put our faith into practice. It is not enough to say that Jesus is God. Now we need to live it. We need to trust him. We need to have faith in him. We need to have confidence in him. We need to know that he is right there with us, and we need to be right there with him, so that we don't have all of these problems. So as we go through our daily life, just keep an eye on what's going on the inside. If you're finding yourself getting all worked up about something, getting anxious and upset, that means you're looking at you. It means you're looking at the wind and the waves. It means you're looking at all these other things. Look at Jesus. He's right there. And just be with him and be at peace. And if he's sound asleep, just be with him and stare at him and be totally enamored with him as you are with a little baby that is laying in the crib sound asleep. Don't wake him up, because the boat's not going to sink. Just be at peace. Think how wonderful our lives would be if we were really at peace. If we really had faith and confidence and trust in God. If we weren't worried and anxious and upset about all these different things. That's what he's offering us. That's what is being given to us. So now it's for us to be able to conform ourselves to it. He's making those promises. He's giving us everything. He's there. So now it's for us to trust him. What a glorious opportunity we're being given in this society in which we live. And as we progress over these next months, we're going to be given a really glorious opportunity. So pray. Know that the Lord is right there. And be with him and be at peace. If he can still the waves and the wind, he can still whatever is causing us to be all upset and anxious. If he can still the exterior things, he can still the interior things. So as we look at this now and as we profess our faith here in just a second, ask yourself seriously as you go through the creed, and you keep saying, I believe. Now ask yourself, do I really? And if I can answer yes to those questions, now put it into practice. Don't keep the faith at an arm's distance. Don't just say, yeah, it's the truth out here. It has to be the truth in here. Believe, trust, have confidence, and be at peace. Because Jesus is right there with you. So now it's our turn to be right there with him and to be at peace.